Welcome to the Prayer Snapshot, where we feature Bible movement updates to ignite prayer, connecting God's Word to God's people.
Hi, I'm Nena Fodbury.
And I'm Laura Gish, Director of the Prayer Team at American Bible Society.
And we're your hosts for the Prayer Snapshot. Laura, we're back!
Yay!
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited, yes! So we're back to share another mission update and to pray together as a community. We hope that you were able to listen to the first episode we shared on the Bible-based trauma healing ministry and how God is healing lives. If not, you can always go back and listen to that, but we're back with another episode. Laura, how are you doing?
Great. I am ready to talk about a topic today that is near and dear to my heart and to pray. Lord knows we could always use some prayer. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm in a difficult season myself. I've got my kids at home learning, but through God's grace, we are getting through it. If you are at home with your kids, I am praying all of God's grace for you in this season.
Amen.
It's been quite challenging, but we're going to get
Amen.
Through it. So anyways, I'm looking forward to our time together. As you said, we're going to be praying about a topic that's very dear to your heart. And now I know, Laura, that you have been praying for this ministry for a very, very long time. We're going to be talking about Bible translation today. So, Laura, since you know so much about this topic, could you tell our prayer partners, what is Bible translation and why is it so important?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I've been following Bible translation movements and praying for this effort for several years now. And I didn't know this back about a decade ago, but did you know there are 7,000 languages spoken around the world today?
I didn't know that either. 7,000.
Most people
don't. I speak two. Yeah, I speak English and Spanish, and that's about it.
That counts.
Yeah.
I would say I speak Spanglish, like a combo of Spanish and English, but I need to practice. But
that does not count,
you know?
By the way.
No, it doesn't. but did you know that approximately 2,000 of those languages don't have a Bible in their heart language?
Wow.
So that represents 1 billion people, 1 billion with a B, who cannot experience the life-changing message of God's word in a language they think in, pray in, and dream in. And that is not a reality that us English speakers know. But there are so many that don't know what it means to open the Bible and hear God say, "Fear not, for I am with you." Or when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And that's why Bible translation is so important. It gives everyone the same opportunity we've had to meet God in his word, to see that he is good.
Wow, it is, that is so important. Wow, thank you for sharing that, Laura. I mean, everyone needs to have God's word in their own language. That's why there's Bible agencies like us, American Bible Society, and other Bible translation teams working to translate the Bible for the remaining languages that have no Bible. I wanted to share one story with you prayer partners, of a man named Jameer. He's a Bible translator. Jameer has been working to translate the Bible for a people group in his nation. Jameer grew up in India. He was the son of a pastor. And he remembers vividly the night when, as a young boy, he read his first portion of God's word in Hindi. He says, "It was a part of a torn piece of Bible tract. Immediately, I was able to read the whole thing in it. I was so excited. And that night in the family gathering, I read it out loud again. That was my first experience with the word of God." Jameer grew up knowing how blessed he was to have the Bible in the language he speaks. Later, he was sent to do ministry to a group of people in Northeast India. They were called the Naga people, who spoke Nagamese. I've never even heard of that, Nagamese. And these beautiful people don't have God's word in their language. There's no Old Testament. There's no New Testament. There's nothing, no portion of scripture available in their language of Nagamese. So Jameer tried to translate it himself. He started with him.
Amazing.
And isn't that amazing? His dedication. And then he started trying to translate some of the books of the Bible. But then they started a translation project called the Nagamese New Testament. Jameer knew God was calling him to be a part of this translation team. And that's what he's doing today, Laura. Isn't that amazing? He's gone through all sorts of training to be a Bible translator. He's taken Paratext training, which is a translation software. He's been invited to translation workshops to help equip him with the tools to complete the Nagamese New Testament. He's doing everything he can to translate God's word for the Naga people. And he says his goal is that the Bible in Nagamese will reach out to many who are lost. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, it is incredible. And you know what's amazing to me too, as you're telling Jamir's story, is there are other people like him around the world working in translation teams, that these people dedicate their lives to bringing God's word to people that are waiting. And in fact, there are Bible agencies and Bible societies working to accelerate the translation of scriptures by improving technology and training and processes for those teams that are translating. And now Bible translations are being completed in record time, like the Nisengo or the ELAD New Testament translation, which took only 3.5 years to complete, when it used to take anywhere from 15 to 25 years to complete a New Testament translation. That's amazing.
Wow.
But as a result of that acceleration, 1 million people in Zambia can now engage God's word in their heart language.
It's amazing that, wow, praise God. But all this wouldn't be possible without prayer. And that's where you, our prayer partners, come in. We need your prayers. We need you to pray for Bible translation. All of this work needs our prayers. Translating the Bible is a challenging task at best of times. It requires years of dedication and sacrifice. So we need you to pray. We're inviting you to pray with us, because Bible translation, first of all, it takes time. As Laura just said, a Bible translation can take years and years to complete. The Bible Society in Angola labored for 18 years to complete the translation of the first complete Bible for the Mbudu people. So it takes a lot of time. Second of all, Bible translation takes innovation in technology. In communities where there's high illiteracy rates, technology is being used to present God's word visually and audibly. That means there's oral Bibles, or there's movies being used. There's all kinds of creative new technology being used to share God's word. So that's another thing we need to pray about. Third, it takes collaboration. It's a team effort. There's translators, but there's also consultants. There's the church. All these people play a role, and they have to do things like proofreading, quality assurance. Then there's the printing of the Bible once the translation is completed. Then the local church comes in, and they distribute it. It takes so many people involved in this process. So we need to pray for all those people involved. And lastly, it takes courage. Some Bible translators face grave danger as they carry out their work in sensitive areas around the world. There are so many places in this world where people are working to translate the Bible, but they are in areas where it's dangerous to be a Christian. And they have to do their work, and very carefully. They have to be careful about who knows that they're doing this work. So we got to pray for those people who are in danger just because they're translating the Bible, Laura. So there's so much to pray for here. Our goal is to see that every language would have God's word translated by 2026. And that's what we're praying for.
Amen.
So, Laura, I really want to invite you to lead us in a time of prayer for all the things that I mentioned, and just to come together as this praying community to pray for Bible translation.
Thank you, Nana. Absolutely. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the beauty and diversity of people groups around the world. They are made uniquely in your image, and they represent every tribe and tongue and language and nation, as we read about in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. And God, today we pray for Bible translation with that vision out of Revelation, that every one of those people groups, a great multitude representing those 7,000 languages, God, that we lift up today, that no one could count. They were standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb, wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands, praising you. And God, today we reflect on those that don't yet have the privilege of accessing your word. God, Bible poverty is one of the greatest injustices in our day. Today we pray for the nations to experience the freedom that comes when we know the truth. That God, how can they know the truth without your word? We pray that you would favor the Bible translation efforts happening in this moment around the world. We pray for endurance for those translating scripture into the nearly 2,000 languages waiting. It's very technical. God, we pray you would raise up those that have the calling to do this, the skill set for the task. We pray as well for churches who are trying to be sensitive to discern the needs of their local community and crafting translation goals to reach those local communities. Lord, in this laborious task of translating the word and then checking it, we pray for the provision of people, for funds, for innovation, for technology needed. God, we ask that you be glorified as your people collaborate together to bring scripture where it is most needed. God, from the translators using the paratext tools, to the consultants who check it, to the printers that produce it, to the pastors that use your word to disciple people, Lord, would you be glorified through the unity of your people working together to bring the hope of scripture to all nations. And God, finally, we thank you for pursuing Jameer. God, thank you for your loving kindness to pursue the one. Lord, we pray for thousands like Jameer who are around the world waiting to read your word, waiting to hear that calling from you that comes when we encounter you in scripture, when we know your voice. God, would you work mightily through Bible translation to bring salvation, signs and wonders, and the truly abundant life that we are given in Christ. And Lord, lastly, we close by praying the translation prayer, a prayer shared across 10 partnering Bible agencies seeking to bring your word to the nations. And it begins, God, your word is more precious than all that I possess. Your scripture gives light to my path and directs my steps. Through your will alone, lives are transformed and minds are made new. So I now pray for all people that do not yet know you. For you've promised that your voice by every tribe and nation will be heard. So equip us by your breath to provide every heart language with your word. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Laura. We believe God has heard our prayers today, and we will continue to pray until every tribe and every nation on earth has God's word in their heart language. To see the joy of the Kimil community in West Papua, Indonesia, when they received the first copies of the New Testament in their language, you can find the link to that video in the email with this recording. Thank you again for your faithful prayers for Bible ministry around the world. God is moving. He is transforming lives through his word, and you are helping to make that happen. God bless you. Until next time, this was the Prayer Snapshot. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this month's Prayer Snapshot. We pray together in faith, believing that whatever we ask, according to his will, he hears us. The Prayer Snapshot series is powered by American Bible Society, making the Bible available to every person in a language and format each can understand and afford, so that all may experience its life-changing message. To stay connected and remain inspired in prayer, log on to abs.bible/prayer.